Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Our careers are made up of millions of decisions. Because of this, the number one habit of successful people is that they make good decisions. And once they make a decision, they don't spend time worrying about whether the decision is right or wrong. Successful people deal with the consequences of their decisions as they arise and continue moving. Yes, inevitably, they might make some wrong decisions, but that's par for the course of progress and growth. Being hesitant to make decisions keep you stuck where you are. And what's more, not deciding is, in itself, a decision. In the office, many workers use the excuse of needing more data and more information to make choices. But the reality is that after a certain point, data collecting can become counterproductive. In fact, gathering too much information is often a procrastination tool to avoid doing something uncomfortable. While we can postulate on all the potential avenues and outcomes that a decision might lead to, the truth is we can never know for sure. The law of unintended consequences states that we can never know all potential outcomes of a decision until it is in action. So, how can we make better and quicker decisions? Here are four ways workers can learn to make more effective decisions throughout their careers and personal lives. First, learn to tap into your gut feelings. This takes practice because it can be difficult to differentiate between feelings of anxiety and gut instincts. Learning the signs that your gut is speaking to you is important. Listening to your gut and intuition is grounded in science. Researchers have found that our guts can be an effective and quick way to make good decisions. Scientific experiments have confirmed that while conscious deliberation produces better outcomes for simple choices, complex decisions involving multiple factors are better served by subconscious deliberation, says Hortense Lugentil, author of Aligned, Connecting Your True Self with the Leader You're Meant to Be. Next, apply your brain to logically think through the potential outcomes of the decision and do any due diligence that you need to do. Remember that you can never analyze all possible outcomes because you will never have enough data to predict everything with 100% accuracy. No decision is perfect. If you're feeling stuck, look at the potential impact of not making the decision and if that will mean remaining in a non-optimal position. We are wired to stay in our comfort zone, but when we look at the lost opportunity cost, that can help us to move. And it's important to track the results of your decisions. If the outcomes of a given decision are going as expected within the timeline you set, great. If things are not going as expected, look at why that might be and whether you need to tweak or course correct your approach. Unfortunately, many workers, leaders, and businesses bypass this stage. This can be because of a person's ego, not wanting to admit failure or that they made the wrong decision, or because it's easier to just carry on and push forward. However, if you want to make better decisions, you need to track your results and adjust when needed. Finally, in order to make better decisions, you need to reflect on what you can learn from each decision you make. If things don't go as you hoped, look at where you might have fallen short in the process. Did you not listen to your gut? Did you jump into the decision out of fear? Did you not act to course correct the decision? No matter the answer, you are building up a body of evidence for yourself and growing into a better decision maker. So if you find yourself procrastinating on making a decision, listen to your gut and do your research. Once you make a decision, track the outcomes and search for any lessons you can take into the future.
Spoken Layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.